We've got a special guest on the line, Harry.
We do. A psyche four-piece out of Byron Bay, Sun Rose are a band that'll leave you feeling salty-skinned and oh so chilled out. We've got Nick joining us on the line right now to talk about their latest single, Too High to Say Hello. Thanks for coming on the show, Nick.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
So your sound as Sun Rose has been beautifully described as bathed in sunshine and salt water. How do you guys recreate that vibe so accurately in your music?
I guess it's just it's how we feel at the time when we're creating, and it's usually after a day in the sun and the water surfing, and then that's when you're usually feeling most inspired to create, and that's where a lot of the songs come from.
Yeah, so nice. And I suppose the bird sounds that open and close the song definitely help with that vibe. Did you guys record those yourselves?
Yeah, Julian, actually, I think he got them as samples. We were going to use some that we recorded, but then we just put some samples in there. But it came from when we were listening to the song over and over, and then we were just in a surrounding where there were lots of birds outside, and we just thought it'd go really well if we just tried to blend that in there.
Yeah,
and you do say drop the name Julian. The track was recorded at No Wave Studios with him around, also working with lots of Skegs, Borneo, Donny Love. How was it working with him, and how did he help in the formation of Too High to Say Hello?
It's funny, he's the keys player in our band, and I guess it all stemmed from the main groove in that song was something he first brought in, that 7/8 groove that just kind of revolved through the whole thing. He brought that in, and then we all just kind of expanded on that. But recording at his studio has been really good for us because it's, like I said, he's in the band, so it's kind of a no-stress environment, and we really spend a lot of time to get the sound and take the time to get the takes, and yeah, really lucky to have that.
Yeah, speaking of taking the time that you mentioned there, I read that with this track you took a different approach recording it, choosing to record each instrument individually, slowly building the song piece by piece. What prompted this change in approach?
We just felt like trying something different, and for some reason it just felt like the right song, it just felt like the right approach. Normally we'll record the whole band playing at the same time, and the bed tracks that you're hearing are what we recorded live together, and then we'll overdub the vocals. But this one, we kind of got a guide mix, and then we got the drums down, and the bass, and then keys, and everything just evolved from that. And for the style of the song, it just felt right, and it was a really refreshing time in the studio. And it was, I felt like we got a bit better, and it was just this new kind of thing. And yeah, I was really stoked that we did it that way.
Yeah, nice. Do you reckon it's a method that you'll continue to use?
Well, the next song that we're doing, it has more of this kind of like energetic, it's a bit more upbeat and a bit quicker, and we were talking about it and we were kind of thinking that we might try it, the four of us going at once and just see how that goes, because we get like this extra energy usually when we record like that. But, you know, if it doesn't work, we'll just kind of trim it back and try the other approach.
Yeah, definitely, just see how it goes. We're super excited for any new music that's coming out. And it's also just a super exciting time for that psychedelic surf rock genre in Australia, as it has for the past couple of years. So how does it feel seeing bands like Ocean Alley, which have a similar sound to yours, take out the Hottest 100?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, those guys have done so well. I've been watching them over the last kind of like 5 years. I saw them in Byron, and like I saw them on stage, I didn't know who they were, and then as soon as they started playing, I was like, whoa, these guys are good. And then kind of just, you saw them every now and again, and then I saw them, we ended up playing with them at the Tivoli not that long ago, and they really blew me away. The sound had just improved so much over the last few years, so to see them get the Hottest 100, it's good, it's really good, and they're doing well overseas too, so
is there any
time for Australian music.
Any chance you might reach out for a collab in the future?
Maybe, I don't know, I haven't really thought about it.
Too High to Say Hello is the first taste of an upcoming EP. Are there any cheeky details you could give us about the future EP's release later in the year?
Yeah, this one, I guess there's definitely some more singles coming pretty soon. But we're kind of going more of like probably a longer, close to an LP on this one. We definitely want to go vinyl and just spend some time in making it like a really long and listenable kind of experience for the listener, but having something pressed to vinyl is something big for us, so it's definitely the goal on this one.
Love to spin that record. It has definitely such a vibe. This EP / potential LP on the way, is there anything else we can expect from Sunrose in 2019? Any live shows, maybe?
Yeah, we're at Bellingen this Saturday, and then we're playing the Surf Festival in Byron Bay, which is the end of February. But we have a film clip that's coming out, I think it might be next week. I'm just waiting back to hearing the date, next week or the week after. So there's by Rob Sherwood, a good friend of ours. He does some amazing films, so really stoked to work with him and put out a film clip soon.
Awesome. Well, this track, you know, just absolutely glistens in the sun. Here's Too High to Say Hello from Sunrose. Thanks so much for the chat, Nick.
Hey, cool. Thanks for having me.